Why music was the only art collaborating with the Holocaust? Well, the answer to this question is to be found in another little treatise by Kinyar, published this one before all the world's mournings in 1987, La Leçon de Musique, the lesson of music, the music lesson. In this series of essays, many of which include the historical figures that we are going to find in the novel that we are about to read, that is Marin Marais, for instance. So in the music lesson, Quignard elaborates a kind of philosophical, symbolic vision of music. In Quignard's mind, music is a primordial rhythm that allows people to go back in time to a very primordial time before the beginning of history. Before the beginning of individual history, that is, before a human being, an individual, is born, music goes back, allows us to go back to the time where we were merely a fetus in our mother's womb. And music also, according to Quignard, allows us to go back to the prehistory of humanity. As you can see here on the image above, it is a painting from one of the prehistorical caves in France, Lascaux. And in this painting, we can see a human figure, that is confronting some kind of animal. For Quignard, the musician is a shamanic figure, a human being, an individual who is able to mobilize, voice animal voices and to attract animals into death. As you can see, circled on this painting is what Quignard considers to be a decoy, an object imitating an animal, and that is supposed to attract the prey, the game, into a trap and to allow the hunter to kill it. Well, that's the function of music for Quignard. Music is a kind of decoy, a rhythmic decoy that attracts by some kind of primordial rhythm human beings beyond time, beyond life, into a space, into a kind of primitive, primordial time outside of life, outside of history, into death. That's the answer for the question why the Nazis, why the German occupiers have used music in Auschwitz.